thank you for coming in and doing the session first and foremost. I'm stoked that you could do it.
Thanks for having me and for playing us and all the everything.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to do though, isn't it?
Not for everyone, I guess.
that's something I want to talk about first and foremost, because last time, well, when we spoke before, it was on the eve of the release, right?
Yeah.
And we spoke on the phone.
Yeah, last year.
And there seemed to be like so much commotion around the band, where everyone was like kind of jumping on everything, trying to get a piece of it, and you know, and you were kind of all in the middle of it all, where it's like a whirlwind, I presume.
Yeah, if you pay attention to it, it probably was, but I didn't know we were in the middle of anything, because I didn't really look. I didn't go online to see what they were saying, and I didn't go, you know, to all these outlets and all these magazines or these blogs or anything, and I didn't read any of it. So I kept hearing that we were in the middle of this storm, but I never really knew, and I still don't know, because I never looked back, you know, after we got out of it, if we are out of it. So I just don't pay attention to any of it, you know what I mean?
I think that's the best thing to do, to be honest.
Because it just starts affecting you, what you're doing. And
yeah. And, you know, I think with the album, the way it is, what I said to you at the time, like when it first came out and everybody heard like Kill 'Em All and Fat Around the Heart, I think everyone was like, ah, we got it pegged.
Yeah.
We know what this band is.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the rest of the album, I think, you know, it really threw everybody.
Yeah. I think it threw a lot of people at first, but after a minute they started sort of coming around. Some of them just got it from the beginning and they were okay with it. And I kind of think it's an appropriate time to make the record like this, because now more than ever things are kind of more dynamic and acceptable, and the lines are kind of being blurred between whether it's genres or music in general. A more eclectic taste is kind of commonplace now, to where it didn't really used to be. And we're kind of a generational band that hasn't really emerged the way I see it. Our generation, music of our generation, the things that we are inspired by, it hasn't really broke yet. You know, it's either really young bands that, you know, grew up in the late 90s, or it's older bands that were here in the late 90s. So you either have a bunch of kids or you have a bunch of veteran bands. And so I don't feel like we have many people around us in the same kind of headspace that we are, as far as what we're doing in metal and heavy music, you know what I mean? But we just, again, ignored that too and made the record that we want to make without taking any outside kind of opinion into consideration when making it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, it would be, I think most musicians are open-minded, they do listen to a bunch of stuff, but there is a certain amount of, not fear, but very set in their direction.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that, you know, that like your band and like a bunch of other bands that are coming through are paying less attention to that whole, you know, set rigorous thing of like, oh, well, we've got to be this band and we've got to be this band, so we can't do that. Maybe we can do that on album three.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the thoughts. Yeah, that came up, you know, with traditional people talking just in passing when we were making the record. It sounds like you made a second record, or it sounds like you made pieces of the first three records. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it's better sound like the first record, because that's what it is. You know what I mean? I don't care what it sounds like to you. In three records, I don't hope to even be anywhere near what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? So the way I think about it is that people are scared to do things that we're doing. They don't want to. It's kind of a peer thing where they're being judged by everything, and people actually go online and read the comments that people say about them, or they want to be approval from their peers, but we don't even know who our peers are, so it kind of doesn't matter if we have their approval or not, you know what I mean? We don't, like I said before, I don't really look around and see many bands doing what we're doing, so it's kind of hard to find out who your peers are, or let alone to care what they think about what you're doing.